Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. And Lord knows that's coming up in 7 weeks, maybe six, maybe I counted wrong. Not sure. Sorry if I did. First of all, I want to thank everyone. I'm overwhelmed. I have 4,000 views in the last, I don't know how many years I've been doing this. Every event and episode is there. It's free. You can look at it wherever you get your podcast. Google has it. Spotify has it. Pocket Cast has it. Just type in Christmas Throughout the Year and you'll find it. Tell your friends, have them go look at it. You can comment, you can leave me a message. If you have a question, I'll answer it. If I don't know the answer, I will try to get it. But thank you, everyone around the world, wherever you may be. The 4,000 views is overwhelmed. And on that 4,000 views, I'm also getting like 5-6 views of one episode at a time. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. So this is my third episode. I do four. Beginning of December, I will do four every week till Christmas. So you got that to look forward to. Well, I don't know if you want to look forward to it or not, but it's going to be a cheerful time. We are going to be in the Thanksgiving mood right now. But after Thanksgiving, that's when it all starts up. So the third episode is about your Black Friday. Don't spend all your money in one place. I know you want a lot of things, but don't charge up a lot of credit cards. Because guess what? After Christmas, you've got a bill coming. And you've got a bill coming the next month. And you've got a bill coming the next month. I don't know if you want those bills, but watch your spending limits. If you have your billionaire, that's different. They don't watch. They can do anything they want. If you're 50 million or over, you don't have to watch because that's yours and you can do whatever you want. But when you live from paycheck to paycheck, please be careful on the credit cards because there is interest rates on those. Some are high, some are low, and you do have to pay that interest rate as well. So you can apply for credit cards, but I applied for a credit card with only a $300 credit limit. Because I wanted to start small, and I've been paying on every week or every month. My payments are $30 a month, and I give it to them from my other account, and it keeps up the balance on the credit. You don't need to go hog and wild spending, like asking for a $3,000 limit, asking for an $8,000 limit. That's way too much. I always told my kids, if you don't have the money, don't spend the money. Don't spend what you don't have, okay? Because you're going to be in default after. So remember that about credit cards. You know, if you can pay for cash, if you don't have the cash, then don't buy it. Simple as that. I mean, we don't need everything we see, okay? And children don't need everything they see. You know, there's the word no, 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 no. And I've used it a lot when my kids were growing up. Believe me, I have. And so has their father. But they're good, rounded kids for that now. And they're knowing what it costs because they own their own homes. They're married. And they see what mom and dad had to go through. So enjoy your day. It's a beautiful day out here. It's 60 degrees, wherever you may be. If you're in Florida, it may be 80. But this is just right for me. And I don't think we're going to get too many days like this. So please enjoy it. Thank you for listening and have a great day.